Have you ever heard of a man by the name of Jonah? Well, most people have. What do we know about Jonah? Well, he was a prophet of God, but the Lord told him to go and preach to the Ninevites, but he didn't want to do that. Instead, what did Jonah do? He ran from the presence of the Lord. He bought his own ticket, my friend. Can I say this? Being out of the will of God was going to cost you more than you realize. And I can tell you, it cost Jonah.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is so good to be with you today. We are in the book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 3. Then Judas, which had betrayed him when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders. I want to talk a little bit about the man who betrayed Jesus. That's right, Judas Iscariot, the man who had betrayed Jesus with a kiss, the man who would turn Jesus over to the religious rulers who would in turn falsely judge and crucify him, the man that seemed to be for Jesus but really was against him. But don't misunderstand, my friend, Jesus knew that, and he knows all things, and there's nothing hidden from his sight. But I find that even though Jesus knows what we'll do, he reaches out to us anyway. He gives us the opportunity. We find that with Jonah, the minor prophet. God knew what he was going to do before he asked him or told him to go and preach to the Ninevites. He ran from the presence of the Lord. Did that surprise God? The answer is no. God knew that. But the Lord reached out to him anyway, and God reaches out to you and I. The word of the Lord came unto Jonah a second time. That's right. See, he's a God of second chances. But my friend, God knows what we'll do before he even asks us. I'm thankful for the mercy of God. And although he knows what we'll do or how we might respond, he gives us an opportunity anyway. That's the mercy of God. Therefore, listen, my friend, Judas Iscariot did not surprise God. He knew what he's going to do. And although it was prophesied of what he would do, he still had the opportunity to do what was right. Let's just think about that for a moment. You see, some think that Judas had no choice. They say this because it was predicted in the Bible that it would come to pass. This is true. In fact, Psalms 41 and 9 says this, "Yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lift up his heel against me." Let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a friend that turned against you? Someone perhaps you trusted and confided into. Then they turned against you and began to reveal those things that you disclosed to them to other people. Perhaps you had a good friend that betrayed you and became your enemy, but not by your choice. You didn't want it that way. It's true that there would be one that would betray Jesus. It's true that it was a man by the name of Judas Iscariot, but that doesn't mean that Judas had no choice. See, I've known people who try to justify their sinful actions by saying that they had no choice. It's as if the devil took over and made them do it. You know, we get that expression, the devil made me do it, the devil made me do it. No, my friend, we have a choice. It's true that the Christian will experience tremendous spiritual attack, warfare, oppression. There is satanic opposition, but that doesn't mean that we don't have a choice. If this would be the case with Judas, then that would make God unjust. But we know that God is just. We know that God gives all an opportunity, but that doesn't mean that all will be saved. But I assure you, God already knew all who would be saved before the foundations of the world were ever created. But he reaches out and gives you an opportunity anyway. Why? Because God is just. As Abraham said, "Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" My friend, God reaches out to you. God may ask you. He already knows what you'll do. It's not a surprise to him. But he gives us the opportunity anyway. I pray that when God reaches out to you, you'll respond by saying yes.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.